Welcome to Matt and Caroline's Not So Heavy podcast with the Bristol Primary Care Trust. Matt, are you eating again?
Yeah, sorry.
Did you know that cases of obesity are increasing in Bristol?
Mm-hmm.
During this podcast, we'll be bringing you some of the hottest stars who we've chatted to on Kiss Breakfast. Plus, we're giving you a few tips on how to stay fit and healthy. Plus, we'll also give you the chance to win a fantastic bike to keep you active. And people with obesity can die up to 9 years sooner than people who aren't obese. And because portions are getting bigger, it's easier to put on weight. A packet of crisps is almost double the size it used to be. So you should watch how much you're eating. So come on, Matt, move it. It can be easy to get healthier and thinner.
But let me just have one more pack.
All right, that's all fair enough. But listen, I'm allowed one more pack of crisps, surely.
No, put them down. One's enough.
I have to get some more. Listen, one more pack and then I'm done, right? What we'll do is we'll play out one of our celeb interviews, yeah? And then while that's playing, I can just nip down to the shop and buy some crisps.
You see, the person we're playing next wouldn't be seen dead eating endless packets of crisps. She eats healthily and she does exciting sports like horse riding. In fact, she even controlled a runaway horse the other week. She's so fit, strong and healthy.
Yeah, but she's got loads of money. She can afford personal trainers and she has to be on telly all the time looking glamorous. I'm in a radio studio. I can be as fat as I want.
Yeah, but the reason she looks so glamorous and gorgeous is because she stays fit and active.
And I suppose she'll last longer than me in life by eating healthily and having lots of exercise.
Yep, and you might have more chance of pulling her as well,
right,
if you put the crisps down.
I'm going to stop the crisps right now. This is Leona Lewis. She popped in a few months back, just before she blew up everywhere with the single Bleeding Love. Take a listen.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Okay, here we go.
Friday morning, Kiss Breakfast. We're back with Leona Lewis!
Rap. We were talking off air and
I'm sorry.
I'm going to ignore the rap. I'm just moving on. Yeah. we must say hello to some of Leona's family today.
Yes.
They're from Cardiff, aren't they?
Yes, they're from Cardiff. Hello to Auntie Sue, my little Terry,
and
my cousins, Lee and Jade.
Shout out to Auntie Sue. Come on, Auntie.
We enjoy Auntie it Sue. When guests abuse their position and say shout outs. It's good. We like that.
It's funny. Yeah, X Factor is one of those shows where often the contestants are, if they're not from Wales, they have family in Wales. There's often a strong Welsh connection with the X Factor.
I think a lot of singers have kind of Welsh blood, actually.
This is it, absolutely. Yeah.
Damn Tom Jones, he fathered so many kids.
Charlotte Church. Catherine Jenkins.
I miss Charlotte Church. I haven't seen her for ages.
She's a bit busy.
She's just had her baby. Mm,
yeah, I know. She could still find time to drop by. Ruby, wasn't it?
I
think it's Ruby.
Shout out to Charlotte Church as well, then.
Charlotte Church.
Very tired, Charlotte Church, right now, I imagine.
Right, now, Caroline has been reading some stuff in the papers about you, Miss Lewis.
Is, like, not new stuff. It's been knocking around for a while. But I just wanted to ask, is there any truth in the sound of wedding bells at all? Are you getting engaged? Is it true?
No, it's not true. Not yet, anyway.
Wants to buy a new hat.
South Wales Echo lying to us again.
I know, things just get... It's so funny when I read stuff about myself. I'm like, I wonder who...
Am I really?
That.
I didn't know that. Yeah. And do you get people phoning you up going, but when did this happen? You're like, I don't know.
Like,
used to me.
So when's the wedding? I'm like one of my best friends. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Do you ever find out who the close friend is that made the quote in the first place?
Yeah, it's like a pal. Like, I have a lot of journalist friends now. Because it's a pal says, someone close to Leona.
You're great mates with the 3 a.m. girls. It's amazing. Yeah. But are you still with the original bloke you were with when you first sort of got big?
Yes, excellent.
Not good big physically, obviously, but you know what I mean. So. And is he very supportive? Does he kind
of,
he's okay
supportive
with all of this?
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. Oh, him and my family and friends, everyone's really excited.
That's nice.
Let's go!
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
You want to know who it is?
This is the Matt and Caroline Not So Heavy podcast with the Bristol Primary Care Trust. More health tips coming up. And let's get another celeb interview on, shall we?
Somebody who's definitely not heavy because he runs around burning off loads of calories playing pranks on people is the Phone Jacker, a.k.a. Kevin Novak, who came in a while ago and charmed the pants off us, quite frankly.
Yeah, let me do my impression. Ready? Hello, I am George Akagobagogango.
Yeah, it's uncanny. He could be in the room.
Right, you listen to this and you'll see what it was like. And you'll notice that there's a 100% guarantee of comparison alike ability. Is that even a word?
It should be.
And joining us today, Phone Jacker!
Hello! Hello!
Hello!
Hi. Well, you are K-Fad, the phone jacker.
The phone jacker, indeed.
What made you come up with the whole concept for the phone jacker? Where did it... surely, because it is so random, surely you must have planned this out over many years. It didn't just come to you one day. I'm going to be a mouse and a dodgy salesman and someone phoning up for bank account details. Surely you must have planned this for years.
No, I woke up one morning. I thought, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. This is how I want to make a living. I want to do these stupid voices over the telephone, winding people up, and then make silly cartoons out of it and put it on TV. That's what I did.
It is incredible just how lifelike and how on you are with them all as well. And most people must be still wondering who you are, because obviously you're always sort of very carefully covered up with the shades and the hat. But my money is on the amazing guy in all the Dovde videos. Is that right?
The Dovde, that is me, indeed.
Yeah, good, brilliant. I had a small bet on with my boyfriend, so thank you for that. Yeah,
I was right. There's no way. No. He's not that ugly. No. If a phone jack is a phone jack, he's got to be good looking. That's why he covers himself up, right?
I was always thinking it was Terry. I was just thinking, yeah, phone jack is Terry. No doubt about it.
No.
I was very just mad there. It's Dovde man. Yeah.
Hang about. Now listen, right. I don't watch Phone Jacker. I don't listen to it. I don't know why they got me on there with a silly face and a moving mouth. That's like $2.99. You buy that in a pound stretcher. I've never seen anything like it. Outrageous. Kiss FM, talk to me. Been fine lately for anything?
Well, I've just been on eBay this morning looking for a new phone. Can you do me a deal?
Very nice. I can't actually. I got a very nice friend, Mustafa, right? Lives on the Kilburn High Road. They do you a special deal and they get you a pink Barbie cover. Very nice, they are. It's for a Nokia 3220.
Oh, he'll like that. Yeah, I'll tell you how Matt did it. He was in his hot tub. He's swanky like that. And his kitten was dancing around the hot tub and fell in the hot tub and splashed his phone and it's not working.
You didn't need to go to details.
I think I did, yeah.
Muppet. It's outrageous.
So you know someone who can sort me out with a pink one?
I'll get you a nice pink one and I'll find a free bar of Imperial Leather. What do you say? That's a classy bar of soap, I tell you. I love a girl who smells of Imperial Leather. I go up to her, I give her a little whiff. I say, you're coming on with me, darling. She says, hang about, we'll go over there. I say, where? Back in a bush. Unbelievable. Beautiful it was.
Thing is, you know, as soon as I get the phone, I'm going to get a phone call from a withheld number. It's going to be George asking for bank account
Absolutely.
Details.
Absolutely. And you're quite stupid, so you'll probably hand them over.
I'm afraid that, basically, I do not deal with people that are intellectual inferiors. All I require from anybody I call are bank account details. But this is a legitimate business, sir. It is totally innocent.
Right, so when I give you my bank account details, what are you going to do with them?
Well, basically, I need the sort code and account number, but if I could also take the PIN code on your debit card, I will keep it very secure in a secure location. My cousin Benson will then process the details, and they should be with you as soon as possible.
How much am I going to get for this?
The computer says that you will receive directly into your bank account approximately $1,932,000 Ugandan dollars.
Which is what in British sterling?
The current exchange rate, I just Google it for you now. £1.90.
I'm broadcasting on all frequencies. My name is
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
You should be active for about an hour every day, and that doesn't mean you have to go to the gym. Personally, I hate gyms, but I love trying out new sports like surfing or horse riding. You can also burn off calories by just walking to school or college instead of taking the bus, and it's a lot cheaper. Easy.
You're checking out Matt and Caroline's Not So Heavy podcast with the Bristol Primary Care Trust. Have we got a bike to give away, Caroline?
We have, Matt. We've got a very swanky mountain bike to give away to help keep you fit and active.
Wicked. Keep listening for your chance to blag it.
Estelle came in to visit us recently, and she is someone who is very svelte and gorgeous, probably because she spends a lot of her time running around keeping Kanye West in line.
Yeah, this is weird. Estelle is like this British R&B singer who, let's be honest, she has never been that big in the UK until now, and yet somehow manages to have celebrity friends like Kanye and also John Legend, who she's in love with. In fact, John Legend was the celebrity she met first, and then she hooked up with Kanye via John Legend, but she was more excited about John. I tell you what, why don't you listen? Because me explaining it is a waste of time. Kiss Breakfast, let's welcome Estelle to the
I can't do that. Show me.
All right, I'll try.
Neither can he, really.
Hang on.
He did it. I can't do that.
Listen, this is Estelle. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
This is exciting for anyone that doesn't remember. And for goodness sake, it was like three... How many years ago was
almost
it first appeared on the scene?
Ago.
4 years ago. You might remember this. And then there was this as well. Yeah. A couple of Estelle tunes. That was 1983.
Oh, it's good to hear those again.
Is it?
Great tunes.
I haven't played those for so long. Those were the tunes you were around with, first of all. Then you just disappeared. And then we hear these rumours a few months ago. Oh, uh-huh. Estelle's working with Kanye West. Like, what's going on? Estelle's working with Kanye West. Yeah. This is so cool. So you're back. We've got to ask, what was it like working with Kanye?
He was cool. I knew him before being signed to my first deal. So he's a very cool guy. He gets a lot of flack for being really, what's the word, confident, arrogant,
outspoken.
But you know what, my thing is, he's actually really cool as a person, and he's just proud of his work and says as much.
Can I ask, you slipped it in there, you knew Kanye before he was big, what's that like?
You know, darling. I met him, and that's how much John Legend, I met him outside a restaurant in LA, just walked into them, and I said, because I'd heard John Legend on a mixtape, I thought his voice was really good, and I was like, I have to work with this guy. So he came outside, and I said, I'm a big fan of yours, Kanye, but where's John Legend? And he was like,
you're great,
studio.
Yeah, see you later.
You're good, but like, I want to speak to Johnny because his voice is crazy.
Actually, can I ask about the video? This is weird because it was like 3 years ago or whatever, but I remember when Free, the follow-up to 1980 came out, and the video was hitting all the music channels on the telly and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, it's Beverly Knight there.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Natasha Bedingfield, Beverly Knight. Because they weren't singing on the track.
No, they just came out to support because it was a song, you know, a song that was basically calling for everybody to just be themselves and come together, you know, and it hadn't been done in the industry for a while other than Live Aid.
Yeah.
And, you know, and especially with the urban artists or the black artists, it was like, well, people that do this kind of music, it was like everyone was kind of fighting against each other to be ahead. And it was like, well, why don't we all just get together and try and push together, you know, and support one thing?
I love that attitude. Yeah. I get really fed up when people are I don't know if it's just they're seeming to fight for publicity or what, but it does get very tiresome. And you're just like, come on, guys, just get it together.
There you go.
But it was great because the video, it was an Estelle track, it was an Estelle record, it was nothing to do with these other people, but you watched the video.
They were in it.
I recognised it. It was just nice of them to turn out.
Yeah. Estelle and Friends.
That's what I should have named it. Estelle and Friends, Free.
But, yeah. Of course, let's be honest, Estelle and Natasha Bedingfield and the others, and Beverly Knight, nothing compared to Kanye.
Poor old Bear.
I love Beverly Knight, but let's be honest, Kanye's the bigger name right now. Quickly, the album, what's it called?
It's called Shine, and it's out March 31st.
Estelle, everyone! Yes! Come on! Let's go!
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
You want to know who it is?
Matt, are you watching Neighbours again?
Look, it's on 5 times a week. I have to keep up to date, Cara. And if that means keeping up to date whilst at work, whilst recording the Matt and Caroline Not So Heavy podcast with the Bristol Primary Care Trust, then that's what I'll do.
But, listen to this. Research shows that if you watch just over 2 hours of TV a day, you're more likely to be overweight. So come on, move it. Let's get up. Do something different.
Well, give me an example.
Well, one thing, okay, you could break you in gently with, how about some MC? And at least that takes you away from the television. And then maybe you could do some street dance later on.
Interesting you should bring that up. MC Thriller is a top quality MC, and he popped in for a chat. And we even did a little bit of MC beatbox mashup type stuff with him.
Yes, he did. It was very convincing too.
Stop being sarcastic and listen to this.
We've got Thriller in the house.
Yeah!
Right, I've just been chatting with Thriller, and he's absolutely amazing at MCing. So Matt, I wanted you to have a go.
Yeah. Okay, I want an example from you first.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hey, no, I reckon I could nail this.
Yeah.
You know, this is why I didn't enter the competition. I didn't want to show anyone.
You did.
Shut up.
You were there.
Right. I do this.
X Factor style entry that they had to send away.
All right. When you're done, okay, give us an example of proper MCing, and then I'll see what I can do.
All right. It goes, vibes and I spit this. What sound? Give me the mic and I rip this. Copyright the only guy who could do this. True this. Lyrically bad man, you boo this. Hates can't put me down now. Nah, I proved it. Spit facts coming with high hats. I glue this. My drift. Lyrical picture. I drew this. You can say spit a bar. I will eat this. Thriller is unique. That's how I switched it.
Fantastic.
And you're not even reading it from anywhere.
No, I know. Nah. I said, just to make it up. How do you remember those words?
It's just like remembering your name, really. You're writing a story.
NBA. I know. If only it were that simple. Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm gonna have a go.
Go
do you
for
want
it,
any
man.
Advice?
I don't know what to say. I tell you what. Pass me. There's a copy of the Sun.
You can't do that.
Let me read something from the paper.
You can't do that.
No.
You rap about your life experiences. So just
no, that's
you know,
what it's about.
Day in the life of Matt Rogers. Yeah.
This paper's all about 9/11. Probably don't want to.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Okay. Right. I'll try. Okay. Are you ready with this?
Hang
is
on,
my interpretation of MCing.
Yeah, man, go for it.
Yes, it's exciting.
My name is Matt. I've got a nice cat. He's very fat and he's got a nice ginger face. Hang on, I haven't finished. I drive my car to work. I drive my car to school. I drive my car everywhere, even to Pontypool. Yeah!
When do you hang out at schools? That's a bit worrying.
I go to Pontypool.
I'm just trying to think of things that rhyme. It's not fair because I've got nothing. I've not pre-planned.
This is about Rogers does not hang around at school.
No, but if I was to drive to school, it might be the one in Pontypool.
Please do not fear for your children.
All right. Do you want to have a go, Caroline?
I really don't.
I tell you what, because I might not be very good at emceeing, but I am a master beatboxer.
Seeing.
Okay, so if you do another a little bit of emceeing, I'll beatbox with you, and we can make a great team. Don't look like that. We can make a great team. Okay, so you start, and I'll just join in with some beatbox. Ready?
All right. Ready? I'm not much of a reader, but I still got a vocab like heater. Hear me on MySpace, hear me on street. I don't really care about, I'm neater. Write lyrics, make a beat, so I keep up. Horfield, that's what I wrote, I'm a creeper. I got no friends who are cheaters, they would get deeper, I would get deeper.
It's Matt's face. He looks like a goldfish blowing up his cheek.
Don't if you had webcam.
Actually, that was really good. Hey! You know that picture on Facebook where he's going...
Yeah,
that's exactly what he did then. With the hand movements as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't come in here to be humiliated.
Sorry.
Where do you normally go? Ha!
Pontypool.
What's called? What did you think of him, Phila?
Yeah, he's good, man. Just keep up.
What, the emceeing?
Yeah. Just keep up. Considering, like, you know, we've just thrown in the deep end.
Do you think Dizzy Rascal would approve? Don't let Dizzy hear any of this.
He's coming to Bristol soon. We'll play it.
I'm going to run away.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you...
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Don't kid yourself what we're capable of.
You've been listening to the Matt and Caroline Not So Heavy podcast with the Bristol Primary Care Trust. Hope you got a few good tips through the course of this podcast. It's been quite interesting.
It has been interesting. We've learnt a lot.
And I tell you what, right? If you aren't a member of a gym right now, join up. You don't have to go every day. You don't need to go, you know, 7 times a week for 7 hours a day. Just a few times a week, bit of running. Or if you can't afford it, do what Caro does. Go out for a run after work in the evening. It does the job, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Even walking for an hour every day is really good for you.
It doesn't have to be strenuous exercise. Just something that gets you out and about, gets you moving. And I'll be honest with you, before I started going to the gym, and I'm not a gym mental nut, right? I go a few times a week and that's it. But I do feel so much better just for going.
Actually, you're looking really healthy at the moment. Your skin's better too.
You know the other reason for this? It's because I eat breakfast more.
Yes, you do.
See,
yes.
In the morning time when we're on Kiss Breakfast, you know, when we first started this, we were just rushing around, not having any time for breakfast. That's not good.
We bring things in now, and healthy things too, not just the usual cakes that we used to have.
Although there's nothing wrong with the odd cake as a treat. Be treat-wise, I say.
You also need to supersize how much fruit and veg you're eating every day. So that leads me neatly into the question we're going to ask you for your chance to win yourself a fabulous brand spanking new mountain bike to get you out there and active.
Is this competition time?
It is indeed.
Let's get excited. It's competition time!
So our question is, how many portions of fruit and veg do you need every day to keep you healthy? To enter, go to totalkiss.com/101 and give us your answer.
Somebody is going to win a bike, a funky mountain bike, free of charge, courtesy of Kiss Breakfast. Yeah!
And if you want more tips on how to eat more healthily and get fit and active, log on to teenweightwise.com.
Let's have that website one more time, Cara.
teenweightwise.com.
Brilliant. We're back Monday through Friday for Kiss Breakfast on Kiss 101, which is available on FM and DAB and online and all that kind of exciting stuff.
Let's go! Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
You want to know who it is?